I use the image of Star Trek because this is a small handheld device that is capable of doing all sorts of neat things, from even acting as a defibrillator. It's a painkiller, anti-inflammatory. It can produce all kinds of transformations through a process that we call bioresonance. It was said, well, there are two stories, actually. It was said, first of all, that it had been developed by the Russian space program. Obviously, when you put somebody in space for months, there is an issue of sickness and possible pharmacology. You can't send up pills for everything. I mean, weight is an issue in space. And somebody called Kerasov had come up with this idea. In fact, it was supposed to go up in the Russian space program, but never made it because of perestroika, and the whole Russian program switched over. They had then access to the American shuttle system, so they didn't need to leave people in space, definitely without relief. The other story was that it grew out of Eastern zonal massage, a very interesting therapy technique, and they were looking at ways to test the electrical currents that were generated by different pressures of massage. Whatever the real story, these two streams of thought seem to have come together in this really neat little device, and what it does is take electromagnetic emanations from the body, if you like, reading the body's energies. It then transforms them through what is clearly a commercial algorithm. I don't know exactly what it does. That's a secret. But then rebroadcasts them back into the body. But I can tell you the overall principle, which is that basically pathological energies, energies that cause disease and cause problems, are fixed energies. Healthy biological energy is constantly flowing, constantly changing and moving. So if you've got a fixed energy problem, a fixed mass and fixed energy, then that's where the trouble lies. If you just, it's kind of like throwing in a bomb, you know, if you just put in some random energies, then it will shift things a little bit. So the new incoming energy, the incoming signal, sorry, becomes a little different, so the new outgoing signal is more different still. And very quickly, over the space of a few minutes even, it will evolve a whole different energetic pattern in the limb or the organ or whatever area it is that you're using it on. That's not a new technology. That's called bioresonance, you know, using the body's own emanations,
sure,
and then modifying them in a healthy, holistic way and then replaying them back to the body. But what is new is just the size. I mean, the thing is just awesome. It's like a television remote. It's even smaller than that. And yet it can produce these extraordinary changes. I published some of the stories in Virtual Medicine. I mean, the first case I ever got to hear of, it wasn't my case, but I was taken to see the case, was a man who was down for a below-knee amputation. This was intractable pain, and the surgeons just simply didn't know what to do. They'd got desperate and listed the man for an amputation. He got to hear of the scanner, and the short story is that he had an hour on day one, the pain got less. He had an hour on day two, the pain had gone completely. He had an hour on day three, and on day four, when the surgeons reviewed him, they called off the operation.
Oh, my God.
He went home, and within a week, instead of being in theater having his leg cut off, he was in the garden digging. I mean, I would have at least rested, wouldn't you? But this guy...
Now, this isn't a laser.
Sorry?
Is it? This is not a laser, right?
No, laser is a different technology. Laser is coherent light. Everyone knows, you know, you use lasers for fixing the eye and for skin blemishes and so on, but there's a different kind of laser called cold laser or low-level laser, which you shine at the tissues and it penetrates into the body, into the biological system, into the energy matrix, and it creates coherence, and that itself also is a kind of healing. But it's a different idea to the scanner. The scanner is modifying and feeding back the body's own radiation and energy radiations, electromagnetic energies, frequencies, if you like, that come from the body. They're being modulated and played back. With laser therapy or the cold laser therapy, it's a question of shining it into the tissues and it's absorbed and it brings a certain coherence and harmony. Coherent light, you probably know, doesn't exist in nature. It's discoherent. But biological light does seem to be coherent. That's been one of the surprising finds, that we give off biophotons. It's still denied by a lot of scientists, but in fact, Fritz Popp, the German, did some very good series of experiments in the 70s and 80s. There's no question that biophotons are released by living tissues. And the light energy and light radiations have the characteristic of being very coherent. And you probably know that means it's capable of carrying a fantastic amount of information.
Right.
Not just energy, but the information it stores. That's what life is all about. Life is energy, for sure, but it's also a huge ton of information that makes up a living organism.
Now, this Russian device, you swear by it. I mean, you believe this actually works?
I've seen it work. I've used it myself. The very first experiment I did with it, I must tell you, is quite cute. Very simple one. It's not even an experiment. But I went to see, I was living in Spain at the time, went to see a friend of mine, a lady I was treating for asthma, and she'd become a very dear friend. And I said, I know you've got pain in your knees. Let's try this new machine out. I'll work on your left knee for 15 minutes. Tomorrow morning you can compare it with your right knee and tell me what happens. So I did exactly that, 15 minutes. I barely knew how to switch the machine on at this stage, George. I'd only just got it. And I'd worked on her knee for 15 minutes, and the next morning I called her and said, how is it? She said, the pain's gone from both knees. And, you know, 6 months later, she still hadn't had any recurrence of the pain. It's capable of producing some quite startling transformations like that. I've seen it cure, well, I say cure, that's perhaps the wrong word, but eliminate colic due to gallstones. That's a pretty severe pain. The two severest pains you meet in medicine are a gallstone and a kidney stone. And I worked on a woman who had it, and within 2 or 3 minutes, she just went into a kind of, you know, as the pain eased off. It was dramatic like that. And someone else, I was in bed with pneumonia, quite gray, having difficulty in breathing, bluish almost. And I ran the scan out front and back until the person's chest looked scarlet on the skin. But, you know, their breathing improved. And half an hour later, the woman was up making me a cup of coffee before I went home.
Can anybody use this, or do you have to be a medical practitioner?
Anybody can, in the sense that it's not difficult to learn. And I can tell you confidentially, there's lots and lots of practitioners that are not MDs and not, I guess, even licensed. I do biofeedback training, and you don't need a license in this country to do biofeedback, but you have to be certified for biofeedback. This is a very legitimate biofeedback device. You know, it takes messages from the body and returns them to the body in a modified form. That's pretty well what biofeedback is.
If you don't know what you're doing, could you hurt yourself with it?
I think you could. One of the disagreements I had with the Russians, I mean, I know they're sort of admired as the pioneers and the great people that gave us this wonderful gift, but I disagree with them in the sense that they tend to turn it up a few notches, you know, and let's say, you know, give them their money's worth, it really hurts. My understanding of energy medicine is really a very little amount of energy will produce a tremendous amount of good if it's the right energy.
Right.
So I turn it down until it's barely felt. The Russians turn it up high, and I'm just worried that you could do some neurological damage, you know, if you're kind of zapping a person instead of, you know, it's not the same, is it, as bringing a healing or nurturing or soft or gentle energy. That's one thing. But to give a person a zap, you know, you can almost smell the sizzle of flesh. Well, I'm kidding, that's not true. But you know what I mean? If it's turned too high, I suppose potentially it could. I've never heard of anyone come to harm with the scanner, but it, like everything else, it's got to be used intelligently.
What do people feel when you turn it on? I mean, a tingling sensation?
Yes. Well, in fact, you tune it to the point where the person can just feel it comfortably. That's what I teach anyway. If a person has a painful part, I don't approach that. I go to a perfectly normal part of the body where the person's quite comfortable and turn it until they can just feel it, say, how's that? Then if you go to the part that's injured and the person screams, you know, it's not the setting, it's the disease. Do you see what I mean? If it was comfortable on one part of the body, if a person gets a sudden pain, it's part of the process. It's not that the machine is up too high or anything like that.